Welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the international service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI and also via internet on RAE.com.ar. My name is Fernando Farias, and together with sound technician Sergio Bosco, we'll be presenting this show of RAE for Monday, March 25, 2024, with news, with sports, and we'll have a feature on a very important tango songwriting partnership, that of the Exposito Brothers, Los Hermanos Exposito. We'll have that to get to know a little more about the history of these two important artists, creators, and obviously this will be an excuse to listen to their music once again on the airwaves of RAE. This show is aired on the frequency 5850 kHz, Mondays to Fridays at 10:30 p.m. UTC time, 10:30 through 11 p.m. UTC time. We are also streaming live via our webpage, rae.com.ar, and also via internet, via our app that you can download for free. For contacting us, for sending reception reports, use the email qslrae@gmail.com or send a letter to Maipú Street 555, and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. Let's get started now with the news. These are the headlines. Thousands of people marched in Buenos Aires City on the anniversary of the 1976 coup d'etat. Historic dengue outbreak in Argentina, 106 people have already died. Brazil, three people arrested for the murder of councilwoman Marielle Franco in 2018. Bolivia renews its call to Chile to settle sea access disputes. France sends a repatriation flight to Haiti. Sports. 10-year-old Argentine boy beats the world number one chess player. And these are the news. Thousands of people marched in Argentina in commemoration of the victims of the dictatorship that ruled the country between 1976 and 1983. The main event was held in Buenos Aires, where tens of thousands of people walked from Congress to Plaza de Mayo. One of the main slogans on the banners was "They were 30,000," in reference to the number of desaparecidos. This figure, sustained by human rights groups, is rejected, among others, by President Javier Milei's government, who considers it to be exaggerated. In this context, the Casa Rosada released a spot entitled "For Memory, Truth and Complete Justice." The audiovisual production mentions the victims of guerrilla groups before the 1976 coup, and it denounces that the narrative of the last 20 years about the 1970s has been biased. In addition, it is claimed that the number of 30,000 disappeared was manipulated for political reasons and to collect compensation from the state. Both Mr. Milei and other government officials shared the spot on social media. The official message was repudiated by various sectors and leaders, and many pointed out that it justified the crimes of the military dictatorship. At the ceremony in Plaza de Mayo, the head of the Grandmothers of Plaza de Mayo, Estela de Carlotto, described the message as a provocation, and she called for action to make the president change or leave. But her words provoked the rejection of the ruling party, and Vice President Victoria Villarruel, for example, told Carlotto in X, "Nobody voted for you." On March 24, 1976, a military junta seized power and established a dictatorship that lasted until 1983, with the declared purpose of fighting what the military called subversion. Thousands of people were kidnapped and transferred to clandestine detention facilities. Investigations after the end of the regime show that all kinds of crimes were committed in these places, including torture, summary execution, and even sexual abuse. Argentina is going through a historic outbreak of dengue fever with 106 deaths from the disease confirmed so far. This was reported by the Ministry of Health, which informed more than 113,000 cases. I reiterate, 130,000 cases have been registered since December last. This implies an incidence of 320 cases every 100,000 inhabitants. Hospitals and nurses' offices have collapsed due to the outbreak, which is hitting the city of Buenos Aires hard, and this is an area where dengue fever was rare until a few years back. According to official figures, the area with the most cases is the northeast of Argentina, especially the provinces of Chaco and Formosa. In Brazil, the alleged instigators of the murder of lawmaker Marielle Franco in 2018 have been arrested. The detainees are national legislator Chiquinho Brazão, his brother Domingos Brazão, a former municipal official, and a former Rio de Janeiro police chief, Rivaldo Barbosa. They are accused of orchestrating the attack on Franco, who was shot along with her driver Ciro Gomes, also killed in the attack. As part of the case, the courts have issued arrest warrants for 12 others allegedly involved. For President Lula's government, there is no doubt that the murder was politically motivated. According to these sources, the councilwoman was killed for denouncing armed groups that were occupying public land for real estate deals. Bolivian President Luis Arce led the celebrations for the Day of the Sea and renewed his call to Chile to resolve the centuries-old dispute over access to the Pacific Ocean. Every March 23 in Bolivia, the fall of the Calama area into Chilean hands during the War of the Pacific in 1879 is marked. Since then, the Andean nation has been demanding its access to the sea back. At the ceremony, Mr. Arce urged Chilean authorities to initiate a new bilateral rapprochement in order to settle the dispute. And he recalled a ruling of the International Court of Justice, which recognized that Bolivia was born as an independent nation with a maritime outlet. It is worth remembering that said ruling, issued in 2018, was not favorable to Bolivia as it dismissed all of its arguments and said that Chile was not obliged to negotiate. The French government will send planes to repatriate its citizens from Haiti given the suspension of commercial flights amid the ongoing chaos in the Caribbean nation. This was announced by the French Ministry of Foreign Affairs, which called on those interested to contact the embassy in Port-au-Prince, the Haitian capital. It is worth remembering that Paris supports the transitional council that was formed after the resignation of Prime Minister Ariel Henry. Meanwhile, an international force is expected to be deployed to confront the criminal gangs that have taken control of most of the country. And now, sports. A 10-year-old Argentine boy beat the world's number one chess player, Magnus Carlsen of Norway. Faustino Oro beat the Nordic man in a rapid game during Bullet Brawl 2024, an online event that brings together chess masters from all over the world. The Argentine, who lives with his family in Badalona, Spain, beat Carlsen in 48 moves. It is worth mentioning that Oro learned to play chess just 4 years ago during the COVID-19 pandemic. Meanwhile, the Argentine national football team is already in Los Angeles to play a friendly against Costa Rica tomorrow, Tuesday. The world champions continue their American tour after beating El Salvador 3-0 in Philadelphia last Friday. According to the Argentine press, the Albiceleste will have several changes from the squad that defeated the Central Americans a few days back. Manchester United striker Alejandro Garnacho could start for coach Lionel Scaloni's side tomorrow. And these were the news on RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo. RAE, Argentina, 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて, Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo.
RAE, Argentina to the World presents Homero and Virgilio Exposito, two brothers whose fate was poetry and tango. The provincial capital of tango, Zárate, in Buenos Aires province, is the place where several important people in the history of tango were raised. Among them, Homero and Virgilio Exposito. Their father was an anarchist activist who made a living as a baker, but what he really wanted to be was a poet. Naming his children Homero and Virgilio shows just how much he loved literature. Homero, a poet and a lyricist, was born in 1918 and was sent to a boarding school in Buenos Aires. Virgilio, in turn, who was a composer and a pianist, was born 5 years later in 1924. And this is one of Virgilio's daughters, recalling her father and uncle's first creative steps.
Mi papá, a los 5 años.
Monica recalls that her father, Virgilio, asked his mother a piano when he was 5, and he studied from that age on in an academy of Zárate. He went to a military high school. She also remembers her uncle Homero was sent to the San Jose boarding school in Buenos Aires, where he won every literary contest he took part in. She also recalls that they were very demanding with themselves as songwriters, talking about Virgilio and Homero. They could make up to 35 versions of one single song until they made up their mind on which was the best.
Un respeto absoluto le tenía.
Esta dijo al cosifal mientras la cosa retosaba, retosaba ya perdida en el fangar.
In 1938, they wrote their first tango song together. They were 19 and 14 respectively. Despite the piece not becoming very popular, it was sung by the then-renowned singer and actress Libertad Lamarque that the brothers had met by chance on a train. When Homero finished high school, he began studying at the Philosophy and Literature School of the University of Buenos Aires. But he didn't graduate, although he gained a considerable literary background that would be reflected on his lyrics and his poetry. His brother Virgilio, in turn, who had played piano since he was little, had as a mentor during his teenage years one of the greatest composers of academic music of our country, Alberto Ginastera, who encouraged his student to compose and expand his musical knowledge. Virgilio was an excellent pianist and he integrated music groups of the most diverse genres, mainly tango, but also jazz. By the early 1940s, the brothers had already penned various pieces that were recorded by the best orchestras and singers of the then fashionable music of Argentina's capital. Of course, we are talking about tango.
Ayer estaba recordando tu casa, mi casa, portal donde la luna se volvió esperando, cedrón en donde el viento se perfuma y pasa, y al ver que nos pusimos viejos y todo fue en vano, siento un vals en tu piano llorar y me pongo a pensar si no llora de amor. Era la era primera que apaga la agujera y enciende el rumor. Un una tarde, ¿te acuerdas? Un beso debajo del cerezo sellaba nuestro amor. Pudo el amor ser un nudo más duro que pudo luchando vencer. Una casa era pobre, otra rica, fácilmente se explica que no pudo ser. Y así, por el recuerdo lloro, tu casa, tu amor que está guardado en un estuche de oro. Mi amor que al fin de darse se quedó sin brasas, y al ver que nos pusimos viejos y estamos tan solos, siento un vals en tu piano llorar y me pongo a pensar si no llora de amor. Era la era primera que apaga la hoguera y enciende el rubor. Una tarde, te acuerdas, un beso debajo del cerezo sellaba nuestro amor. Pudo el amor ser un nudo más duro que pudo luchando vencer. Una casa era pobre, otra rica, fácilmente se explica que no pudo ser. Una casa era pobre, otra rica, fácilmente se explica que no pudo ser.
One of those compositions was Absurd, which was recorded by Edmundo Rivero. Very frequently, experts and tango scholars name Homero as the most original and representative of the genre poets, who brought together the characteristics of the two other great lyricists of tango. On one hand, Homero Manzi and his nostalgic romanticism, and also, on the other hand, the skeptical view of Enrique Santos Discépolo. Mimo, as he was called by family and friends, is remembered as a genius, and he's remembered as such by another of the great composers of the time, pianist Attilio Stampone, who recalls this way how they created together the song Affiche.
Bueno, ese tema es mi primer tango que se llama Affiche.
Stampone recalls that Homero Expósito would frequently come home for dinner. And during one of those visits, while Homero ate with his mother in the kitchen, Attilio played the piano in another room. A little later, from a phone, Homero would dictate the tailor-made lyrics to the melody he had heard while having lunch. And that's how Affiche was born, Stampone's first song. Homero was a genius among geniuses, says his old friend.
Y después se iba al café de la esquina.
Cruel en el cartel, la propaganda manda cruel en el cartel y en el fetiche de un afiche de papel se vende la ilusión, se rifa el corazón y apareces tú vendiendo el último jirón de juventud, cargándome otra vez la cruz. Cruel en el cartel, te ríes corazón, dan ganas de balearse en un rincón. Ya da la noche a la cancel.
In 1947, at the age of 23, Virgilio is named director of Radio Splendid's orchestra. In addition to composing, he makes musical arrangements, produces other musicians, and travels to the US to play jazz. In the 60s, he moves to Brazil, where he lived for various years, working for RCA Victor label. In Brazil, he records with singer Paul Anka an album entirely in Spanish. Together with his brother Homero, he wrote hundreds of songs, like this one, Makeup, interpreted here by singer Adriana Varela with Virgilio himself on the piano.
Porque ese cielo azul que todos vemos ni es cielo ni es azul. lástima grande que no sea verdad tanta belleza. Lupercio Leonardo de Argensola, 1559-1613. Ni es cielo, ni es azul, ni es cierto tu candor, ni al fin tu juventud. Tú compras el carmín y el pote de rubor que tiembla en tus mejillas y ojeras con verdín para llenar de amor tu máscara de arcilla. Tú, qué tímida y fatal, te arreglas el dolor después de sollozar. Sabrás cómo te amé un día al despertar sin fe ni maquillaje, ya lista para el viaje que desciende hasta el color final. Mentira, que son mentiras tu virtud, tu amor y tu bondad, y al fin tu juventud. Mentira, te maquillaste el corazón, mentira sin piedad. Qué lástima de amor. Tú compras el carmín y el pote de rubor que tiembla en tus mejillas y ojeras con verdín para llenar de amor tu máscara de arcilla. Tú, qué tímida y fatal, te arreglas el dolor después de sollozar. Sabrás cómo te amé un día al despertar sin fe ni maquillaje, ya lista para el viaje que desciende hasta el color final.
Scholar José Govelo assures that tango was not made to sing about what you have, but about what you've lost. And there are many Exposito Brothers pieces that completely and utterly respect that norm. One example, Orange Tree in Blossom, interpreted here by singer Roberto Goyeneche.
Era más blanda que el agua, que el agua blanda, era más fresca que el río, un naranjo en flor, y en esa calle de estío, calle perdida, dejó un pedazo de vida y se marchó. Primero hay que saber sufrir, después amar, después partir y al fin andar sin pensamiento. Perfume de naranjo en flor, promesas vanas de un amor que se escaparon en el viento. Después, ¿qué importa del después? Toda mi vida es el ayer que me detiene en el pasado. Eterna y vieja juventud que me ha dejado acobardado como un pájaro sin luz. ¿Qué le habrán hecho mis manos? ¿qué le habrán hecho para dejarme en el pecho tanto dolor, dolor de vieja arboleda, canción de esquina con un pedazo de vida, naranjo en flor? Primero hay que saber sufrir, después amar, después partir y al fin andar sin pensamiento. Perfume de naranjo en flor, promesas vanas de un amor que se escaparon con el viento. Después, ¿qué importa del después? Toda mi vida es el ayer que me detiene en el pasado. Eterna y vieja juventud que me ha dejado acobardado como un pájaro sin luz.
While pursuing a career as a poet, Miro Exposito also tried to start some gastronomic ventures without much success. He also worked hard at the SADAIC organization that defends the rights of Argentine musicians. Homero died in 1987, several years after retiring from writing. Virgilio, in turn, continued playing until his death in 1997. Both were and are recognized as some of the best five tango writers in history. And even though their names are completely tied to tango, we also have to mention Vete de mí, Get Away from Me, a bolero song that the brothers wrote by chance in 1936, which would end up becoming an icon of the genre, recorded more than 400 times by various artists. And this is Virgilio's rendition. Argentina to the World presented the Exposito Brothers. Production, Julieta Galván. Voiceover, Fernando Farías. Edition, Esteban Villarroel. And with that, we come to the end of today's edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior, for Monday, March 25, 2024. The sound technician was Sergio Bosco and the host, yours truly, Fernando Farias. We hope you enjoyed today's program that is aired via the shortwaves of WRMI on the frequency of 5850 kHz, Mondays to Fridays at 10:30 p.m. UTC time, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. Thank you for listening. Hasta mañana.